Nolte, BuzzFeed News opens platform to activist who wants Israel demolished. By John Nolte on March 18, 2019. The far-left BuzzFeed News just opened its platform to an activist who wants Israel demolished. Lean Wyke and Rose Ossoff are the two NYU student hysterics who filmed their confrontation with former first daughter Chelsea Clinton late last week. In their neurotic and bigoted minds, they believe Clinton condemning the anti-Semitism regularly spewed by Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, caused the New Zealand mosque massacre that left 49 innocent people dead. 49 people died because of the rhetoric you put out there, is how one of these geniuses put it to poor Chelsea, who could only respond by melting into a pool of blubbering apology. Naturally, the fake newsers at BuzzFeed News wanted a piece of this action. So the failing outlet offered up its platform to a couple of wild-eyed conspiracy theorists who believe condemning anti-Semitism causes massacres. And their rantings remain on BuzzFeed even though one of them, Dwyke, has called for Israel to be demolished. Demolishing Israel is a solution. Her March 3 tweet read, which has since been deleted. Dwyke even admits she only deleted the tweet under duress. Twitter made me delete my tweet re, Israel. But to be clear, Israel is a settler colonial apartheid state and nothing anyone can say or do will change that. How revealing is all of this? Seriously, take a step back and take a look from 30,000 feet, because this is fascinating. Before we get to that, though, I need to reiterate something so that no one can take me out of context. I am free speech extremist vehemently opposed to deplatforming, blacklisting, firing, or scarlet lettering anyone. If BuzzFeed wants to give a bullion raving anti-Semite a platform, so be it, and it is outrageous and un-American for Twitter to force Dwyke to delete her anti-Semitic / genocidal opinions. Unless someone is using a social media platform to break the law, child pornography, stalking violence, fraud, etc. No one should be censored by these monolithic, fascist corporations. Evil people have the same right to free speech as everyone else and until they break the law, silencing people over their opinions, even racist opinions, is un-American. Okay, now that I'm covered, think about what we just learned about our social media overlords. All across social media and the internet, America's fascist masters of the universe are using any excuse to silence us, most especially Trump supporters, and are doing so while propaganda outlets like CNN and BuzzFeed News either lead or cheerlead these blacklisting campaigns. The Jew haters, the genocidal anti-Semites. Not only do the masters of the universe not deplatform those who call for Israel to be demolished, these haters are publicly rewarded by BuzzFeed News with a platform. I don't think you need me to spell out just how revealing this is. How it says so much about Silicon Valley's and the establishment media's attempt to shape, distort, and pervert political debate in this country using the sheep's clothing of a healthy conversation. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.